You gotta wonder when you watch the Winter Olympics how anybody dares to try some of the more extreme sports. Ski jumping, for example. Some people do get the bug somehow, and about the only place in the Pacific Northwest where beginners can learn big hill ski jumping is in Leavenworth, Washington. That's where we find correspondent Tom Bonsi standing at the top.
So I'm gonna step to the edge here.
Okay.
So if I were a braver, younger person...
You got it in you, Tom.
I'd be looking down, and it's pretty far down from the top of this. And this is, you know, a fraction of what the Olympians will do.
Leavenworth Winter Sports Club president Brett Johnson guided me up the wooden tower and ramp at the top of the jumping hill.
Parents below might be encouraging their kids to go off, but they have no idea, if they haven't been up here themselves, what a steep incline this is and what it's like to look down and know that you're going straight off that jump.
Johnson says plenty of fearless youngsters try ski jumping here, as well as a few adults, include Johnson's 15-year-old daughter, Stella.
I started ski jumping when I was really little. I was, like, probably three-ish, and I would stand, my dad would hold me in between his legs, and we would go off the little jump.
Stella has since progressed to the tall jump and is a big fan of the sport.
The first time each year is a little nerve-wracking, but it's just natural now, and it feels fun, and I just enjoy it. It's not really nerve-wracking anymore.
She says crashes are rare. 13-year-old Brendan Fallon of Leavenworth says he's pushing himself to fly farther.
Yeah, it's really special. It's really fun to do, and then if you have the chance to do it, go and do it.
Leavenworth's current ski jumps could be categorized as small and medium-sized. The larger one launches jumpers over 70 feet. They're currently out of service because the snow cover melted off in recent weeks. This village in the Cascade Mountains once had a much larger Olympic-sized ski jump. North American distance records were set there from 1941 to 1970. You can see the rickety remnants of the launch ramp high on the hillside above a present-day rope tow. 85-year-old Chell Bakke remembers when Leavenworth was the epicenter for long-distance ski jumping in the Northwest.
They had special trains came from Seattle and Everett, and a lot of people came from Spokane. And
what is the biggest crowd you remember?
15,000, maybe.
Wow. And that's for a national championship, maybe?
Yeah.
When Bakke was in his ski jumping prime in the 1940s and 50s, he remembers almost every Northwest ski area had a long-distance jump and a team. By the 1970s, public interest had faded, and the historic facilities in our region were all dismantled. Leavenworth's really big jump was the last to go. Unsustainable maintenance and insurance costs contributed to its demise. Now, if a youngster catches the bug and dreams of competing on the world stage, you pretty much have to move to Utah, Colorado, or some other Olympic training center. That said, Leavenworth Winter Sports Club coach Rob Fallon says his community is determined to keep its ski jumping tradition alive at its smaller jumps.
I mean, we've got the history here, and the town is, you know, it's a pretty tight-knit community, and it's something easy to keep going. I mean, it's come up here on Wednesdays and Friday nights, and you know, it's better than just going to the bar.
Start them young, the other coaches say, and the heritage will fly on. I'm Tom Bonsi in Leavenworth, Washington.